I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. Home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports Saturday. Navy midshipmen down big to Tulane. They were down 24-0. They were down 24-0. And they kicked a game-winning field goal in New Orleans, Louisiana, to get the win. And I think, Mitch, that safely keeps BYU in the top 25 for another week.
Yeah, it does. And great win for the midshipmen coming back from 24-0 to get that victory. And I noticed in the post game too, Tulane, they walked off the field. They didn't join Navy in the singing of alma mater like BYU did, which when I was talking to people at Navy, that's the ultimate sign of respect from an opponent joining the midshipmen to sing alma mater. BYU did that. Tulane, a little bit salty, giving up a 24-0 lead. Maybe it's a little bit tougher to go sing after blowing that huge lead. It's a little bit easier after you beat the opponent 55-3. But still, I think even win or lose, BYU was going to participate in that thing. But that was something that caught my eye, because I will say, Matt, I have never watched this much Navy football in my life. Until this year. It was in 2015 when Coach Ken was linked to the BYU job potentially. I was all in on that Army-Navy game. And then this year, because BYU played them and they're one of the better teams on BYU's schedule. So I'm all in on Navy football. So go midshipmen. Great win today, taking down Tulane.
And I'm hoping to follow Navy with a win here in the top five.
Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
You know, we'll see if you have an impressive comeback like the Navy midshipmen had today, 24-0.
If that's the case, that's not going to be how I drew it up. If I have to come back from 24 down in the top five, which would be the equivalent of down 2-0.
Yeah.
That's
like down 2-0 against the ropes. That'd be fantastic. But we'll see what happens today with the top five. I do want to say, I realized that my head just basically works in top fives, because I had that idea for you guys to do top five players in 2025, and here we are again with another top five. Just a lot of top fives, but hey, it's kind of fun to do. So this week, you know, we talked a lot before the season about the hype for tight ends. You had Matt Bushman coming into his senior season, Isaac Rex, this sort of combination that would be fun. And we know how great Bushman has been, led the team in receiving over the last 3 years. And we haven't really talked a lot about the wide receivers. But now that Bushman's out, I think we need to start paying more attention to what this wide receiver group could do this year. Because we saw that week one, not a lot of, you know, targets for Isaac Rex. They had Mason Wake in there a little bit, but he's fullback, tight end sort of thing. So, but Gunnar Romney was extremely impressive that game. 4 receptions, 134 yards, and a touchdown. Could have had more. Seems like
should have had more.
And it seems like that's going to be a favorite target for Zach this year. So I started thinking about, well, if Gunnar has a great season, where would that rank among the best wide receiver seasons under Kalani Sitake? And we know that Matt Bushman has led the team in receiving, so clearly wide receiver hasn't been necessarily a big strength or hasn't been a number one guy. So this week, the top five is the best seasons by a BYU wide receiver in the Kalani Sitake era.
Oh, man.
Okay. All you got to do is name the player in the year.
All you have to do.
And I'm not going to make you put them in order, because I'm not mean like that.
Thank you.
Because it's the point of this list is to say that I think Gunnar Romney could solidify himself as number one on this list, and I think he could probably do it in like 5 or 6 games. I think he has a legitimate shot. We'll see.
Whoa.
We'll see how this goes. But that's the list today. Mitch, Matt, any questions before we begin?
No, let's do this thing.
Yeah, seems clear to me.
All right, let's throw it out to Mitch first out there in Murray. Mitch, what do you got for your first
Mitch
guess?
And Murray. Long Mitch time.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller. Hey, let's see here. I'm going to go with Micah Simon in 2019.
Yeah, Micah Simon, number one on my list. This was pretty easy. 51 receptions, 616 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And the fact that that is number one on the list kind of goes back to my point about Gunnar Romney this season. Because, I mean, it was a great season for Micah last year. I don't want to take anything away from that. But when we're talking about, you know, 12 games in last season, he's averaging about 50 yards a game. That's definitely doable by these BYU wide receivers when there's no other number one target available. So Mike Simon, great last year. Number one on the list. That's easy. Okay, Matt.
I'm going to go Mitchell Juergens 2016.
Oh, very surprised by that.
I'm in trouble.
How about Talon Shumway 2019?
You nailed it. All right. Talon Shumway, that's number two on the list. 43 receptions, 561 yards, and 4 touchdowns last season for Talon Shumway.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm going for the sweep, man.
Dang.
I'm fighting
Dang.
Back. You got the sweep last week. I'm coming back, man.
Okay. It's my turn. I'm going to go 2017 Aleva Hifo.
Ooh.
Staying alive.
Okay.
I like it. Aleva Hifo 2017. That's number 5 on the list. 37 receptions, 437 yards, and 2 touchdowns. I didn't take into consideration the run game aspect that Aleva Hifo specifically has and had in the offense the last couple years. Purely wide receiver stats there. But number 5, staying alive, Matt, is the Navy versus Tulane comeback going
right.
to happen
that's
today?
That's on the table.
We'll find out. Mitch, can you close it out here?
I think I'm going to, potentially. It's easy to go to. I'm going to stay with the same year again, 2019 Aleva Hifo.
Oh, yeah! My goodness.
Mitch sweeps it with purely last year numbers. And you are absolutely right, Mitch.
Wow.
Aleva Hifo, 2019, number 4 on the list, 42 receptions, 483 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Aleva was great. Aleva was great last year.
Yeah, he really was. And, you know, he had that little bit of a stint with the Kansas City Chiefs. Then he was on the COVID list. Then he tried out with the Arizona Cardinals. And then bounce back with Kansas City. Hopefully he can find his footing in the National Football League, because they used him, they being BYU, a lot in a lot of different ways. I remember when he first came to BYU as a true freshman, I remember Ty Detmer was like, he's one of our game playmakers right away as a true freshman. So I think there's always been a high regard for Aleva Hifo, and he was a solid player at BYU, had helped kind of shape what the offense was becoming. Had to go through a lot of growing pains, but he's a good football player. And that trio last year was one of some of the better receivers that BYU has had under Kalani Sitake.
No doubt about it. So we're missing what, number 4?
We're missing number 3 here.
Then I'm going to go Micah Simon 2018.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Who would be 2016? I feel like we're missing
nobody,
someone.
Mitch.
I feel like we're missing someone.
I've got a name from 2016, but I don't feel good about it.
Because my first thought was Mitch Matthews, but no, he was 2015. Yes. That was his senior year.
Yep.
Why am I drawing a blank on the 2016 receivers?
Well, one of them was a tight end.
This is wrong, but Taron Houck.
I think he was a senior in 2015,
yeah,
too.
I think he was.
Let's go Jonah Trinneman, 2016.
Yeah, Trinneman had that big catch against Toledo to open the game, and I can't remember many more catches, oddly enough. Like, I love Jonah. I love the family, and he was a, man, quick guy. I mean, one of the fastest combine times BYU's had under Kalani Sitake at the pro day. It was like 4.3 flat. He was right up there with Taysom. Gosh.
You guys are in the right year, by the way.
Okay. 2016?
It is a 2016.
Because I was like, it can't be 2017 with how that offense was struggling. Gosh, I don't know why this is so difficult. I feel like it's going to be so obvious when you say the name, but I can't.
I'll go Moroni Laulupututau.
Well, yeah, because he was a receiver.
He was a receiver in 20. How are we missing this? It's not. We've named like four receivers. We've named Mitch Juergens. We've named. Man, what is? Oh, I know. Maybe. No, I don't. I was going to say Devon Blackman, but he was gone.
Yeah, he was 15. I remember the senior year against Fresno State. The fans
were begging. It's 2016.
It is 2016.
It's a wide receiver.
And it is a wide receiver. I even checked his BYU Cougars athlete profile.
Colby Pearson.
That was a good guess, but
that was a good guess.
He was underutilized at BYU. Oh my goodness, 2016 was it. Oh, we've named all the receivers. I'm stumped.
Do you guys want me to just tell you what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, tell us, please.
All right, it is Nick Kurtz.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh.
That's embarrassing.
Kurtz. Yeah, we should have known
guys.
That. Oh,
yeah, 48
man.
Receptions, 541 yards, 2 touchdowns. He is only, in the Kalani Sitake era, there are only 5 BYU wide receivers that had a 400-yard season, and those are all the 5 guys on this list.
You know what I love about Nick Kurtz, too, is he was a highly recruited guy. And in my opinion, I think that he had a good career at BYU. I mean, he wasn't a superstar, but he was a really good wide receiver. I mean, if you get that kind of production from your transfers, then you're doing well in the transfer portal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was a guy that he had offers from USC, LSU.
Oregon, I think.
Yeah. 2014, I remember he joined as a JC transfer, part of that Jordan Leslie group, Devon Blackman. It was a heralded wide receiver class. Remember he battled injuries early on with an ankle, and then 15, you know, he got a little bit in the mix. Not that huge role, though, because Mitch Matthews and Taron Houck, and then 2016 was his senior year, and it was like, dang, if he could have had another year or two, been like a full – you know, his whole 4 years at BYU, he could have been really good. But it was almost like it was just too little too late. Like, he needed one more year to really become a star at BYU. But, yeah, Nick Kurtz, I can't believe I forgot that. I remember he had that, touchdown grab against UCLA in that game that was like 17-14. That feels like a lifetime ago in a way, that first season with Kalani now. But at the same time, sometimes feels like it's yesterday. It's kind of weird to describe.
All right, Mitch, the stage is yours for 30 seconds for snapping the streak and getting the win.
Yeah, getting the win. It feels like it's been a long time, like, what, a month since I got on the victory podium? I'm glad to be here, first off. And second of all, how about those L.A. Lakers getting that win last night in the Western Conference Finals? They're none of this 0-1 down in this series. They're going to handle business against the Denver Nuggets. It's going to be a sweep. The Lakers are getting title number 17. It's all Lakers. The Heat are not going to challenge the Lakers in the finals. That thing's a wrap. Lakers are going to hoist number 17 coming up here in a few weeks. Gotta love to see it, Matt. Love to see it.
I've never been more proud to give you the stage to discuss whatever you wanted for 30 seconds. Good stuff, Mitch. Thanks, Down. We appreciate it. We'll get to a break here. We're going to shift gears. Hoops is right around the corner. Stay with us here in Cougar Sports Saturday. More to go. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.